Good morning. I'm Annie, Annie, one of the community members, and it's a joy to be gathered this morning. Let's pray as we begin. Lord, thank you that you are here. And we pray for this short time together that we would meet with you. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know if you've used the app Lectio 360, but I thought we'd use their liturgy this morning. As we come to prayers, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Holy Spirit, our teacher, as we look to you today, would you awaken our minds and shape our identities anew? We choose to rejoice in God's unfailing love and faithfulness today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. God, reveal yourself to us the way you really are. We invite you not only to change our minds, but also our affections and actions. In this time of quiet, we invite you to renew us today. So we come to our reading, the next part of Ephesians. It's great to be reading something so encouraging. As you can see, we're now in chapter 2, and it's 1 to 10, and that's on page 1173. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Such fabulous words this morning. And if you come to sanctuary this afternoon, we'll be thinking a bit more about them. That's a little heads up. So what struck me this morning for our prayers? The first thing, I just love this phrase, the incomparable riches of his grace. And so in the quiet, in a moment, if you feel stirred to do so, you might like to sit and praise God for the incomparable riches of his grace and ask to be filled today with the joy of being alive in Christ. Alive in Christ, such wonderful words. And then as I was preparing, I was thinking, you know, that there are some that we maybe in our lives that we know, but certainly across the world. Let's pray for those who seem to be lost or caught up in the ways of this world. maybe friends or family, or those following their own desire for power or riches. And that, of course, brings us to some of the war and conflict that we see. Or you may like to pray for God to show you where you need to rely more on his grace and not on your own works. We are saved by grace, not by works. A reminder this morning that God works in us and through us. What a privilege. Pray for courage to trust in God's grace and not try to do it in our own strength. And then this final verse in verse 10, but God has prepared works for us to do. So pray for that, for the Spirit to guide and strengthen us for the good works that he's called you to do. That might be today. It might be something that's happening in your life. So we're going to spend a time in quiet. You may like to choose one of those, or you may like to pray, of course, for something else. But let's spend a time before God. So, Lord, we thank you for this day and thank you for all it will hold. Thank you that you have made us alive in Christ, and we pray for the joy of your presence today. We pray for courage to let you do your work in our lives. And where we try to do it in our own strength, we pray, Lord, that you would forgive us and turn us back to your love and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. And so a closing prayer. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we meet. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Jesus in all we say and so do. Amen. Amen. Have a good day, and breakfast will be served in a short while.